When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ramble.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of You Can Sit With Us. I'm Matt, sitting here next to Maggie.
Hi.
We have Rainey on the ones and twos.
Hello.
And we have Becky dialing in, phone a friend.
Hello.
Hello, how is everyone doing?
What's new? Good. It's Monday morning.
Monday, I know, right? Did you have any fun weekend plans?
I was
pickleballing.
I did pickleball yesterday with our friends Lauren and Jeremy, which was really fun.
Mm.
It was raining when
we got in the rain.
We had to wait and then kind of played around puddles, which was kind of dangerous. But then eventually the sun came out and it was beautiful. We played like four games and I kind of lose track who won, who played.
You're
what.
Not in it to win.
I'm not super competitive, so I don't care. I'm just like, let's go again.
You're in it for the fitness.
Yeah, for the fun.
Love it. How about you, Becky? How was your weekend?
Chill. It was chill to the max. We didn't do too much. We just kind of went grocery shopping, did a mountain of laundry. And that was it. Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy. Nothing wild.
Did anyone partake in Coachella?
No.
No Coachella.
No Coachella.
I did taxes.
Taxes. That sounds riveting.
I've been seeing so many clips on TikTok of Chapel Rowan.
Yes.
Oh.
And who else? Kesha.
Yes.
Sabrina. Renee Rapp.
Yes.
Did you do Coachella?
I did a little bit. So it was a lot of like me doing other things while having Coachella on. Like I had a little bit of chores.
Mm-hmm.
We just got like a new entryway table. So like I was dealing with all that,
Wow. Which
was fun. But I watched J Balvin last night. That set looked so crazy.
Yeah.
I was so happy to just be in my bed and be in my living room tuning in because it looked so wild. Who else did I see? L'Imperatrice. I saw them live.
I don't know any of these people.
No Doubt I watched for a little bit. Jungle looked really cool. Lots of people. Yeah, I was happy to tune in. I like listening to live music and feeling like I'm a part of it. So thank you, Coachella, for streaming.
Have you been to Coachella?
Oh, I've been to Coachella once in like 2014. And I have really bad allergies and the dust. So I have never been back.
The dust.
The dust was insane out there.
Who'd you see in 2014?
I can't even tell you. It was so long ago. It was like back in the era where everyone was wearing like gold tattoos and like rompers and like gold jewelry. Like the fashion has evolved.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've been seeing like people going and I'm like, I think I'm so happy that people like it. It looks like my worst nightmare. Like it's so loud. It's camping. It's like just dirty. Like I'm
with you, Rainey.
It's hot.
No, thanks.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
I would go in the helicopter to go in for a little while and then helicopter me out. You know?
Because they always
talk about the traffic jams.
Yeah, they would pan out to the audience for like the headliners and stuff. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine just like getting, there's not public transit out there. It's just wild, wild.
No.
But yeah, it's so crazy. Intense.
No thanks.
No thank you.
Yeah.
No, not in the cards for me.
Are you a camper?
No.
No.
A glamper.
I mean, I would.
Have you looked at this man?
I would go glamping. Yeah. Glamping would be fun.
Glamping. Yeah. And what's your definition of glamping?
I would love
a shower.
The last time I went camping, it was actually in the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
It was my friend was in the Peace Corps in Morocco and I went to go visit him. And so New Year's.
Oh my gosh.
We went to this town called Merguza, which is right on the the edge of the Sahara Desert, and you take a camel in. So you ride a camel for a whole day, and they have this like huge campsite set up for you with like big tents and
that
stuff.
That sounds lovely.
So it's a little bit more like glamping. And then you're there for the night. So we were there for New Year's Eve and day. So it's really cool because you could see all the stars.
Wow.
Which was really neat because you're in the middle of the desert. There's no lights.
Yeah.
And they like cook for you and stuff. It was a great experience.
How was the camel ride?
They were fine. They were
was it like
grumpy.
Riding a horse?
Yeah, they were just kind of grumpy. They just kind of went and stopped. Like they didn't show much personality.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They'd probably done this 1,000 times. So they were just, you know, going through their
You're not attached their job. To you did not make friends with your camel.
No.
They're not
they
like,
didn't care about
they're
me.
Not like horses.
They did not care about me. No. No way. Yeah.
Becky, are you a camper? I feel like or do you like camping?
No. No. Our friends like camping. Erica always invites us because she's Midwestern and polite. She knows I'm going to say no every time. I'm not a camper. I'm a creature of habit. I like my showers. I like my bed. I'll go out though. Like if someone's like, oh, we're going to do a day long hike. Yeah. I'll do that. I just want to make sure we're coming home at the end of that. Yeah. Not a camper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like bugs either.
Mm-hmm. And no shower.
Not a bug
really
girl.
Me. Yeah. No shower, no bed.
And no shower.
Yeah.
No shower, no bed.
Yeah.
But Raina, you're from Colorado. You have to like camping.
I know. It was really a challenge growing up because we went camping. Everybody's really going camping. My class is going camping. My family's going camping. My friends are going camping. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I cannot.
Camp.
But I feel like Maggie, you're a camper.
I enjoy camping with people who know what they're doing. I do not know what I'm doing, but I have a lot of friends who do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I like going with them, but I don't think I would. I don't have the gear.
Oh.
I do not have all the things that you need to camp comfortably.
To survive.
And to survive. And like there's things that I just don't even think about.
What's
needing.
A pro camper's meal? Like what does like, I'm picturing Samra as a good camper.
Yeah.
What is she bringing for food?
You have to have like a lot of dehydrated meals if you are hiking for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's told me things about like bear canisters because like you can't dispose of your food.
Oh.
Carry out.
Yeah. One of my coworkers is like a very big backpacker too. Mm-hmm. And you have to like think about like your dehydrated meals. They love dehydrated like Thai noodles and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like a lot of prep to make sure that you have everything you need.
Yeah.
And I'm very much a girl on the fly. You know,
you live moment to moment.
I live moment to moment, and I thinking about like everything I need in the mm-hmm. future just gives me a lot of stress. So I like if you invite me and you have all the things, I'm down. But just let me know what else I need to bring, kind of thing. Yeah.
Does Bowie like camping?
Oh, Bowie loves being outside. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. But I think he is a little bit of a guard dog. So I think that if we were ever in an area with a lot of like animal foot traffic, we would not get any sleep. He'd like hear a rustle in the wind and it would be barks.
Protection. He'd be protecting you.
Yeah.
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 Which is good, I'm sure. But it also, I would like to sleep.
Yeah. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Any drama from the taxes or did Eugene help? Did you do them together?
No, Eugene doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
It's just you always owe more money.
Well, yeah.
Always.
Okay. So the episode today is about astrology.
Ooh.
Yes.
Obviously, very popular episode last time we did it with Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
So Eugene is very into astrology.
Eugene's super into it. Like he has all these books.
Oh my God.
He has all this stuff memorized. He like asks people.
Does he have an app that he prefers over others and checks daily?
No, he doesn't use an app at all.
Oh.
He like has like the books where you like see like what your star sign is and you like.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
So he's done a lot of reading on it. So he just has it in his mind now as like a Rolodex.
So when you first started dating, was he like, I'm going to need your time of birth?
It was a while, I feel like, before he asked me.
Okay. But he knew your sign kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Almost immediately, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What has he told you about you?
Well, he just says I'm really a classic Virgo, which is true. Even though I am kind of more on the cusp of Virgo because I'm at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also, I think I have like a rising Virgo sign too, like rising sun Virgo or something. So that means I'm like extra Virgo.
Mm. Oh.
Super Virgo.
Virgo.
High Super Virgo.
High
Yeah.
High strung Virgo.
Okay, so what are the things that you feel like you are a Virgo? Like, how do you match?
Very organized. Mm-hmm. Very like on top of, you know, like things have to go in a certain order, certain way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're planning a lot.
Yeah.
Those types of things I'm like very Virgo about.
Very Virgo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Maggie, have you been to an astrologer?
An astrologer? I don't think so. I've
you
been
have a history with astrology?
No, astrologer meaning like a friend that's very into astrology, or there's people who are.
Oh, I feel like that counts. I was thinking somebody who like has a career in like, oh, you pay.
No. Never been. So,
I've seen a lot of like TikTok people, especially recently. I don't know what video I watched that made my whole feed become like psychic people.
Uh-huh.
And or they'll ask for people's like dates and help like do readings.
Ooh.
For them based on, you know, their all their information.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you can do it over TikTok.
Have you submitted any of your dates?
I never done it. Huh. But there's always ones that are like, send me your birthday and I'll guess your career. You know, things like that. Like your job. Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Becky, do you have a history with astrology? How do you feel?
None. I'm pretty indifferent to it. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool that some people like it. If it's not your thing, I'm like, whatever. I've never really been super invested in it, though. Mm-hmm. Such a classic Gemini thing to say.
Yeah, it is. I also feel like LA is very,
very pro astrology.
Yeah, because I feel like most places don't think or talk about it. Not nearly as much as here.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually an interesting, like, what did you notice about LA when you first moved? Did you guys like notice when you first moved to LA? Well, I guess you're from here. Ish. Were you like, oh, what weird.
People, I mean, LA does have a lot of history of like wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're always the first ones to get all like the cryotherapies and the, you know, different weird workout classes and equipment and all that. Juice bars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember we had juice bars here way before we ever had, they had them on, like, the East Coast.
Yeah.
Juice bar.
Yeah. Do you feel like people are nicer here than in the East Coast?
I haven't been to...
I feel like they would talk to you first, but they might not necessarily be nice.
Yeah.
Friendly. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe friendlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a quiz. Because obviously...
Quizzing.
Matt is a Virgo, Maggie's a Scorpio, and Becky is a Gemini.
Yes.
So these are all like from the same website, and it is Cosmopolitan. And so they're
Cosmo,
like...
Cosmo, the real truth of the stars.
The truth of the stars.
Yes.
So these are descriptions of you. So we're going to see if we can match up person to their description.
Mm-hmm.
So A... Those who don't accept your help, there's a special place in your no man's land for those people who were offered advice slash a lift slash half a day to move the house and said no thank you. Little did they realize they were actually saying goodbye forever.
Mm.
So which of you three is most likely to be mad?
If someone doesn't accept help from you.
I mean, forever is harsh.
Yeah. Forever is like, harsh.
You write them off for forever. Who is this?
I would say as a Gemini, I don't like if someone asks for my advice and then I give it and then they don't follow it.
So true. Maybe Becky.
So I would say maybe me.
It's actually Matt.
I was going to say it does sound like a very Virgo thing because, you know, I always know what's best, you know, like what's right.
I always know personally.
So then when people don't want to take the help that I offer, you know, but I would never write them off forever.
Sure.
I feel like you like wouldn't care if they didn't take your advice. You'd be like, well, I told you the right thing to do. So whatever.
I have one friend, Brandon. I give him so much advice and it's always the correct advice.
Wow. You call him out too. I have a friend, Brandon, if you're listening.
He never listens to my advice. And then he does it like 6 years later. And he's like, this is life changing. And I was like, I literally told you to do that 6 years ago.
Oh my God. Is this like little things like how to clean your microwave, or is this like life advice?
Life things that could change his life, like getting an intern, like getting staff, like going to the acupuncturist, you know, stuff.
Could change his life.
Those are life changing activities.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, getting an intern is an interesting, I like that. I'm like, should I get an intern?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do, so next one. vapid, vanilla, dull, or listless people who look to others to lead their opinions, actions, behaviors, and thoughts. Ugh, grow a backbone. You have no time for those who don't take total ownership of themselves. You understand people need support, but not full-on scaffolding 24/7. Oh my gosh, that's really harsh also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus.
What do you think?
No, just kidding.
Backbone.
I think it might be me because I'm very go with the flow. And if I'm with someone else who's very go with the flow, then nothing happens. Or like it's hard to make a decision.
Yeah. I was just thinking a scorpion has a very like rigid, you know, long backbone. Like little... You know, so you're not going to deal with people who aren't like that.
Oh, you think? What do you, is it me?
That's
Randy?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Got
it is. Yeah.
It was a scorpion. The scorpion's fine.
Like, make up your mind.
Fine, like a scorpion.
Tell me what you want.
Okay.
We'll do it. So the last person, what is their quality?
A lack of interest in society, the world, other cultures, gossip, celebrity news, basically anything and everything is incomprehensible to you. Becky.
What?
Whoa.
Well, no, you're annoyed if they don't know celebrity gossip.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're annoyed by this type of person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you about anything?
Yeah.
You just listed so many things, like the world.
That's true. I guess some people are like...
See, and you're shocked, Becky. Your face is shocked.
I would be shocked if someone had no interests other than themselves.
Catch these signs. So now this is what is... Who's the most likely to be doing this?
Okay.
A, beautifying themselves.
Matt.
Beauty.
Definitely Matt. Or me.
Or Becky.
It's Matt.
It's me. Virgo, most beautiful.
I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing right now to beautify? What's in? What are your in lists? Creams.
In. Yeah, microneedling.
Microneedling.
Okay. Sunscreen.
What is in. That?
How often sunscreen. Are you microneedling?
Like, I feel like I do it maybe like 3 times a year.
Oh, okay.
2-3 times a year.
Okay.
Yeah. What else? LED light, red light.
What therapy. Is a microneedle? Like, is it acupuncture?
No. So microneedling is a device that has like, you have to go to a medical office for it or like an esthetician, like a person here that had training for it. And it's a medical device that has a bunch of needles on the end and it sticks, they go in and out like hundreds of times a second. So, and they're running it across your face and it only goes in through like, I don't know, a couple millimeters into your skin. So it's just like the top layer of your skin and it helps kind of break down your outer layer so that your collagen will rebuild it and you'll be like tighter and plumper.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't hurt a lot. It's not like crazy.
Yes.
It hurts in the spots where you don't think, where you wouldn't really think it hurts that much.
Like
your forehead. Cause it's like, there's no like juice in your forehead, you know, like your cheeks and stuff. They have like all the juice.
You're too tight.
Yeah. Too tight. Yeah. Cause it's just like skull, you know? So like that ear hurts. And then obviously your lips hurt a lot, actually.
Oh, you're getting a little plump in your lips.
Yeah.
Well, they're so sensitive. Like if you ever have like a zit on your, like,
oh my
ear,
gosh, it's the worst.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, those are good beautifying, you know?
Yeah. What do you think is the biggest, like, okay, if you do one thing to be hotter, like, is it clothes, skincare, hair?
I feel like it's overall health.
Mm-hmm.
Like just taking care of your body in the normal way that you're supposed to, that no one wants to. Like don't be eating junk food. Don't be eating a lot of processed food.
Mm.
Get good sleep and stuff. Cause then it's like your whole body looks and better and you're like more well rested and stuff like that. I think that comes off as more attractive than just like having good hair.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Confidence.
Yeah. It gives
confidence,
you the confidence.
Self-assurance. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The next one is chatting and drinking wine.
Oh, Gemini.
That's right.
Gemini's. We love to party.
Yeah.
Love to party. Love to chat, drink wine.
Socialize.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making a wine and cheese plate, what are you guys thinking about? Any and all cheeses?
Oh, cheeses. Well, they say you're supposed to have like 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Or however many there are per, I forget what the, I've read something that says like, if you have this many people, you should have this many cheeses. And the reason I know this is because I don't really eat cheese because I'm lactose intolerant, sadly. And
need the
I
instructions on it.
Stress out about the cheese. And I'm always texting people furiously. And on Google, I'm like, what kind of cheese do I get? What do people like to eat? The funky ones? Okay, the funky ones.
Yeah,
all right.
I thought you were supposed to have one soft, one hard, and then one like kind of different
crumbly.
One.
Mm.
Like one different one. Like, yeah, that has either like a crumbly one or like a super fermented type one or smelly
fermented.
One. So it's like, you know, a different flavor one. So it's like the exotic one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funky.
Because people like different things.
Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Favorite cheese?
Yeah.
I just love like a good like pecorino, actually.
Ooh.
Like a hard cheese, but you know, it's like sheep's cheese. So it's like a little more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be making cheese plates. I feel like don't forget about cheese and crackers as a meal.
A meal?
Every once in a while, I remember about cheese and crackers. And I'm like, okay, this is amazing and easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. A meal.
On my way.
What is cheese and crackers Lunchables. But a small sandwich?
That's a great point. A mini grilled cheese.
Wow.
With a little pickle.
Mm.
Yes, pickle.
A little spread.
Mm-hmm. A little spread.
A little meat.
A little jam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I got to get, what do you guys have any like quick snacks? Because I feel like I'm always in the market for like, I don't want to cook, but I do want to eat.
I love sugar snap peas. Love. Mm,
those are good. Yeah.
Yes.
Even with like a little hummus.
Yeah. I was always having carrot sticks and celery sticks with peanut butter. But now I've moved on to like different kinds of hummuses and sugar snap peas. So tasty. Oh. So good. So easy.
That is a good hack.
Yeah.
And healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy.
And you can also chop up sugar snap peas to give your salad like a different kind of crunch. It's very, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a texture. The texture of them is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Got the crunch, but you also have kind of the soft center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One that is controversial, because a lot of people don't like it.
Uh-oh.
It's cottage cheese.
I've tried liking cottage cheese.
Eugene,
so many people tell me like, oh, it's the best breakfast. It's so easy. It's so quick. It's balanced.
Every day.
You can... it has like a little bit of protein. It has like
it has a lot of.
Is it dairy free?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it has dairy.
Cottage cheese is full on dairy.
Yeah. Full on dairy.
Yeah.
You eat it every day. What?
Almost every day.
What
as
time?
A snack. As a snack. Because
wow.
like super Whoa. High protein, and then you can like mix fruit and stuff with it. It's so good, but it drives Eugene nuts because he hates it. He hates it.
Because of the texture and how it looks.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love it. I have it every day.
Oh.
Wow. So good.
So you go sweet though. You add berries.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what savory things you could add. I guess nuts. I don't know. What would you add to cottage cheese to make it?
I guess there's a lot
of recipes, especially out there now, that people have done that put cottage cheese into dessert items like cakes and like stuff to make them like really high protein, like healthier.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Desserts.
Mm-hmm. I guess I always think of cheese as savory, but cottage cheese, I guess, is more of a breakfast cheese. There are some dessert cheeses.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Rainey, have you ever considered just eating some turkey out of a deli bag?
I certainly
That's
have.
That's pretty much my go-to for a snack.
I know. Sometimes it gets really creative. You're like over the sink, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, these stale crackers, I guess I'll eat.
Yes.
Forming a cult is an interesting one.
Because
obviously we have only one left.
Mm-hmm.
So we can deduce.
Who it is.
Yeah.
Wait, forming a cult is mine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that surprising?
You're
that
the most likely to form
that
a cult?
That is really surprising.
I know. I'm sort of like...
Are most cult leaders Scorpios?
I guess so.
Oh.
I guess we do have a lot of like, I don't know, like moody energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Manipulative.
But like me, a cult leader?
I
don't know.
Do you resonate with being a Scorpio?
In that you are very loyal to the people that you love and you're like very loving.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But like the super moody, like vindictive.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I don't see that for you.
Thanks.
I don't know. I feel like when you get mad at someone.
That's what I mean. So I'm like very loyal. Well, I usually only, But like when people wrong people that are either a part of my family or my close friend group, I get like mad for them.
No, that's the mean vindictive part.
Oh, okay.
Of the Scorpio. That's the other side of the coin.
Then true.
True. Yeah. If you were to start a cult, I don't know. I don't know what your methods would be, really.
Kill with kindness.
Like, yeah.
It'd be like one of those people.
You're so welcoming.
This is what's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know?
We're going to run away from the world and like shoot glitter
this
out of our
butts. This is what you want.
Yeah. Okay, so for the next one, it's a little bit different. It's about compatibility. So I looked up if you guys are compatible with your partners.
Mm.
But first, I want to know obviously you guys are in long-term relationships, so that's probably a more like indicator that you are compatible, actually. But what do you guys think, like, why are you guys compatible with your partners?
For me, it's we're like the opposite sides of the coin a lot of times.
Mm, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Hmm.
Like Eugene's not good at cooking. I'm good at cooking. Eugene's like really good with like creative stuff, and I'm more good with like the finance. You know, it's like
mm-hmm. you balance each other out
yeah.
pretty well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever dated someone who was like a twin of yours, like more similar?
Kind of, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't work as well.
No.
Maggie, what about you?
Why are Zach and I very compatible? I don't know. I think we get along really well. We're also like very different in mm-hmm. our own ways. We support each other. I don't know. I just love that guy.
Oh,
I don't know. We
just love that guy.
But I do know for a fact, because we looked it up very early on, that we are not compatible according to the star signs.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm supposed to not be compatible either.
Really? You and Eugene are remember. Like, we are. I remember reading it was like, these are like Scorpio and Leos are like the worst like matches and like will end in fiery, like it won't last.
Who would win? The Scorpio or the Leo? Oy.
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's no winning when you go through a breakup. Nobody wins.
Nobody wins.
I feel like the Scorpio could win.
You think?
Yeah, because you have the stinger.
But he's literally a lion.
Yeah, but you're fast.
Eat me.
He's going to try to pounce, and then you're going to sting him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you'd win.
That's true. He's going to try and eat me, and I go, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Dead.
Exactly.
You're like Timothy Chalamet in Dune.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, by the way, great movie. Saw it, loved
right?
it.
Right? Yeah.
So good.
It was good, huh?
Did you watch it on your phone, Rainey?
What I did was I watched Dune 2, having not seen Dune 1. Mm. And then I was like, I love this. Went back, watched Dune 1 on my computer, but only got like 20 minutes in because I was like, it's not as good on this mm-mm. on the small screen. It just doesn't hit.
Yeah.
I feel like Dune 1, 2 was a lot of exposition so that you could get more action in Dune 2. Mm.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't even miss Dune 1. Like, I was
you didn't
on
need
board.
It.
I didn't need it.
You didn't need it.
Which I'm like, interesting that they... But I guess if I didn't have people who watched Dune 1 explaining Dune 1 to me, then I would have
the Cliff Notes. Watch
it.
The YouTube video about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Dune.
You're up to date.
Dune. Yeah, but I thought Timothy did a great job. Zendaya did a great job. Learned a lot about society.
About spice.
Yeah. Did learn a lot about that. Are you excited for the third one, Becky?
I am, but I also heard, and by heard, I mean Keith said it when we were done watching Dune 2. It was like, I heard the third book is like not as good. And I was like, oh, okay.
So less excited.
You know, they changed things.
So less
for
excited. But I was very excited for Dune 2.
Dune 2
I'm
is
down.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
I just like the movie going experience is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about really nice. What was the last movie you guys saw in theaters?
Dune. Literally Dune.
Dune.
Two.
It's been so long I can't remember.
Matt's like Argo.
Might have been the last one I've been to, yeah.
You're not a moviegoer.
No.
Not a camper, not a movie.
No. I mean, every once in a while it's fun to go to the movies, but
that's
I would rather
honestly
be home.
Eugene is like so loves movies, but I guess you guys do watch a lot of movies at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Home
I used to love going to the movies at night if there was nothing on TV. I'd be like, I'm going to go to the movies.
Oh, you were like sort of a, I'm going to the movie theater first and then decide which movie second.
Yes. Yeah. 100%. Because I had that AMC pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if it was like after work or something, or there was just nothing on and Keith had rehearsal or was filming, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go see a movie tonight.
Did you
eat popcorn for dinner?
Cancel your AMC pass?
No, I still pay for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I still pay for it. Because if you cancel it, they make you wait like 3 months before you could sign up again.
Right.
So I try to go here and there every once in a while.
Yeah. Becky, why do you think you and Keith are compatible?
Ooh.
Gemini.
I think Gemini. I think we're like two different Geminis. But I feel like, where I can improve on things Keith's good at and where Keith could improve on things I'm good at.
Mm-hmm.
Like Keith has like no facial recognition. Like he does not remember any celebrity at all by name. Or by face, really, but I could see him once in a trailer and know who they are and five movies they've been in. So I feel like we don't run out of things to talk about often.
Aww.
Because there's always something to do. And also Keith's very level-headed, where I'm more like high-strung. What else? Yeah, I think we're just like two sides of the same coin?
Yeah, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. You never run out of things to talk about. That's goals.
Yeah, not really. I mean, some days we do just kind of sit and stare at each other. But I think that's more out of being tired now than anything. But yeah, there's always something. He'll show me something weird he found on TikTok, and then he'll lean over and be like, "What are you doing?" And I'll be like, "Look at this thing I saw on Instagram."
I also like the idea of like having a, like when you have a kid, you're then in a group project. You know, like then you're teaming up.
Lifelong.
Very much a group project.
Yeah. Is there 100% things you've learned about Keith through him being a parent?
I mean, I've seen him babysit and nanny before, so I don't think there was anything too crazy. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't think there's anything I've really learned.
Yeah.
He's just kind of the same guy.
Same guy, now baby, now
good,
father.
Yeah, now with baby. Good worker.
Yeah.
Listens pretty well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, now we're going to see what the stars say.
Maggie and Zach, Scorpio and Leo. Problematic pair, Leo.
Oh.
PP?
Problematic pair. Leo, the first sign of the zodiac and the fixed fire sign is square, or three signs apart from Scorpio, which makes for an intense, dramatic, and possibly challenging pairing. Both magnetic signs are wired to take charge and are extremely aware of their inner power, resulting in a clash in clashing egos and willfulness. Scorpio's natural possessiveness could be a turnoff to independent Leo. Nonetheless, both tend to see sex as an empowering form of self-expression. Oh. If nothing else, a lustful physical connection can make sparks fly.
Sparky. You guys are sparky.
I'm pretty sure this is the same thing that we read. We're like, oh, all right.
Okay. So different. Different than what your answer is.
Yeah.
So astrology, down for the count on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're not meant to be.
It said possibly problematic.
True.
Because I also feel like astrology is not absolutes, right? It's like guides.
It informs. Yeah. It guides.
It guides. It's not an absolute.
But it's malleable.
It's like, think about these things.
Right. Yeah. It's
which,
a way to interpret it.
To help you set yourself up for success.
We were given a heads up at month one, and we still proceeded.
And you were like,
we're like, okay.
We'll take the risk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Becky and Keith.
Yes. Gemini and Gemini compatibility. Two Geminis, each with their dualistic nature and tendency to switch moods at the spur of the moment, might understand one another better than anyone else. Still, it could also feel like four people are in the relationship. Constant mental stimulation, being able to switch up everything, and both people feeling like they have free rein to be themselves unconditionally are integral to fireworks in this matchup.
Whoa.
That was four pretty good.
People. That sounds about right. I think astrology nailed it.
Four people.
It's pretty correct.
Four people.
A lot of mental stimulation.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Virgo and Capricorn. Analytical Virgo and ambitious Capricorn are both pragmatic earth signs. Mm. In a relationship, you bring out the best in one another.
Oh.
Striking a perfect balance between sensible and sensual. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, the communication planet, a natural strategist, an articulate speaker. This sign likes to turn over every detail. This is really long. Oh my God. Stoic Capricorn is ruled by stern, repressed Saturn and struggles to voice their most difficult feelings. Whether it's a desire to be helpful or journalistic curiosity, Virgo refuses to go back from the shutdown Capricorn. No other sign shares Virgo's ability to draw out the sea goat out of their dark spells. When Virgo's anxieties take hold, wise and grounded Capricorn play the role of the steady rock. Dutiful souls, you take care of parents, friends, and family members, and your cozy home is everyone's favorite crash pad.
Aww.
Holidays and parties are warm.
Yes.
Congenial affairs that nobody ever wants to leave. Marriage is inevitable if your traditional signs make it past the first year. The lovely thing about the combination is how natural you can be around one another. A refreshing break from your formal public demeanors. You relax into your carnal natures around each other, loosening up in ways that few other signs can elicit.
Wow.
I feel like an essay.
The person that wrote this was a Virgo.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Are you planning any parties? Are you planning any soirees?
Not at the moment. You know.
Yeah. Do you have
any? You need to.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to.
We love an excuse to party.
I mean, I just feel like I've hosted so much over the past year. It's kind of like I've been taking a break.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Wait, what have you been hosting?
Well, we had lots of family around the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
That was lots of hosting. Hosted a bachelorette party last year. That was a lot. Yes. Mother's Day thing. You know, there's just like,
yeah,
it was a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the secret to a good bachelorette? Who hosted?
I think it's we have to know what the, it was two brides. So it was, you had to know what the brides wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like what type of vibes they were going for.
And a balance.
And then you don't want to overplan.
Right.
So I feel like a lot of things don't leave enough downtime and like relax time and refresh time. Because there's usually, you're usually up late, usually like partying, lots of eating, you know. So you want to leave enough time for people to recover and like
nap time. Instead of
up, go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can't party. You can't be partying.
But there has to be enough that people don't get bored and aren't like, okay, what's next?
Right.
Yeah, like,
okay, well, I guess we're sitting. Yeah. Did you and Eugene both plan it together?
No.
No, it was just you.
Mm-hmm.
Party planner extraordinaire.
That stubborn Capricorn. He was with his sea goat. Capricorn.
Yeah. He was riding with his sea goat.
All right. Wait, did you talk about your trip to the East Coast? I feel like because last week we were talking about Desiree and then before that you were there. Was your trip?
Oh my God. It was so fun.
Good.
Yeah. I had lots of family time. We got to see my parents and my grandfather. He's turned 94 this year.
Wow.
So I got to see them down in Florida. And then I went to DC to go see all the cherry blossoms.
Yes.
So pretty.
Which was wild. Yeah. And there's one cherry blossom tree that they've lovingly named it Stumpy. Because they basically had to cut most of it down. And then like one rogue branch grew. And it has like all these cherry blossoms on it. So it's really full. And it's Stumpy's last year because of global warming, sort of climate change.
Oh,
all the tide basin has kind of changed where all the cherry blossoms are. So they actually have to rip up a bunch of cherry blossoms and kind of redevelop the area so that flooding will kind of stop happening there.
Oh,
so it's officially Stumpy's last year. So I got to see Stumpy for the last time.
And you time this perfectly because cherry blossoms only bloom for how long? Can you remind me?
It's like a couple weeks.
Yeah, okay.
So. Yeah. But there's always like a peak bloom period.
Right.
So this year, last year, I went exactly on the peak bloom time.
Yeah.
This year, I was like a couple days behind. So you can't really, I mean, it still looked really good.
Yeah.
There's still so many, you know. But it's crazy because everyone thinks they're like the original cherry blossoms from when Japan like gifted them way back when. But I think there's only still like 10 original trees.
Okay.
And all the other ones are ones that, you know, they've
propagated, I'm sure.
Re-put in, like replanted,
okay.
You know, because they've died over the years or construction projects or, you know.
Right.
Stuff gotten away.
So fun. And you go most years.
The past couple of years I've gone, yeah. Because I lived in D.C. for a while before L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I have friends and stuff, so I go back and visit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, so now
I want to do past lives. Tell me what my past life was.
Yeah. Do you guys have any, like, for example, I think I might have died in a car crash in the past life because I am so scared of cars. Every time I get in a car, I'm like, and I'm just like, nothing has ever happened to me in a car. I think I just like maybe have past life. Something happened.
Trauma, past life. Trauma.
The body doesn't forget.
The body
your
doesn't
spirit
forget.
Doesn't forget.
Yeah,
your soul
like,
doesn't
watch
forget.
Watch out. Don't. Be careful when you drive. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like probably something like Roman or something, you know, like
interesting.
Back in the day. I don't know.
You think you were a Roman?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's good. What do you think you were doing in Rome?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Voting. Voting for democracy.
Yes.
Like baking bread.
Ooh.
You know? How about you?
Okay. How about me? Okay.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I love being outside. Mm. I love sunshine. I love being in water. I love...
You were a dolphin in your past life.
I think, yeah. I do think
maybe
I...
Maybe you were a pirate.
I think I was like some sort of like...
Pirate.
Oh, okay. I think I was a mermaid. Yeah.
Yes. The sand and sea.
Yeah. Because I'm just like... Happy vibing. I love just being like a sun, just like being in sunshine. Anytime that I can be outside, I will. Like even on like breaks in between work, I'm like, I need to go and like touch grass and like look right into the sun.
Yes.
Not right into the sun, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think I was some sort of animal.
Yes. Yeah. I could definitely see you being like, and dolphins are so cute.
Yeah. They're kind of aggressive, I found out.
Yeah.
But
they're one
like
of
Scorpios.
Like Scorpios.
One of the few mammals.
Mm-hmm.
That they're have, a mammal.
Yeah, I am a mammal. Anyway, so dolphin.
Dolphin.
Ringing it in.
Becky, what do you think?
What were you, Becky?
You know, I've never put a lot of thought in it.
Today's the day.
Probably like, maybe I was like, what's his name? Rip Van Winkle. Who's the sleep guy? Mm. I feel like I was like sleepy.
Sleepy
maybe
guy.
Maybe I was Sleeping Beauty in a past life.
Oh. That could be a good journey.
You were too sleepy.
Too sleepy.
I was too sleepy.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel sleepy in my bones. Mm. So you have from a young age.
Deep-seated sleepy.
Yeah.
Deep-seated sleepy. Love a cozy sleepy time.
By the way, actually, I have a question about that. Do you nap in your bed or on the couch?
In my bed.
I nap on Keith's side of the bed.
Oh.
Because I don't want to confuse my body into thinking it's bedtime.
Right. So you're like, it's just
so
like
I sleep
little
on his pillow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting.
And outside the blanket or inside?
Inside. I'm not a serial killer.
No. If I'm napping, I have like a very soft throw. I don't go under the covers.
Yeah, I do the same. I just use
because if I'm under the covers, I'm sleeping for like
8 hours.
8 hours. Goodbye.
It's going to be an 8 hour.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. I've never been really a napper, but I do want to get into it because whenever I do nap, I'm like, okay, I feel amazing.
Mm-hmm. I'm not much of a napper.
Yeah.
At all.
He's not a napper either. Even when like, you know, we were up all hours with Henny, he still didn't really nap during the day. Just not a nap guy. Me, I could sleep anywhere, any position in about 5 minutes now.
Yeah. I nap on vacation.
5 minutes to fall asleep, I'd go sleep.
Vacation does have a sort of thing where it's like, okay, well, I'll watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians on vacation, but I never watch it in life. You know, it's sort of interesting how that works.
On vacation, you're like, okay, I got to wake up early to do all the things. Yeah. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired because I'm not used to waking up and like doing.
And it's just all new.
Yeah. Different so like nap time.
Yeah.
And then dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you stay up late and then you do it again.
And then all from the top.
Exactly.
I took one of my top naps ever in life. On our honeymoon, we were right in front of the water on a reclining chair that was definitely only built for one person. But I fell asleep on Keith with the waves coming in and the nice air and the chickens running around. Oh, it was the best sleep of my life.
Wow.
I chased that sleep.
That is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Chasing the dream.
Gotta go to Hawaii.
It was so relaxing. I was just like, I was out.
Yeah, there is something about like a beach nap, I feel like.
Yeah.
That is a particular
brand. White noise.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, natural white noise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're revealing.
Okay.
Becky, you start with, you were a Leo in the past life.
With your south node in Leo, you have spent many lives as an entertainer and being loved and adored for it. You may have been someone who spent a lot of time on the stage, which is why you have little issue with being the center of attention in this life.
Whoa.
Correct.
Whoa.
Correct.
True. Yeah, I mean.
Makes sense.
Lady of the stage.
Yes. Multi-lives.
That's why you're so tired is because you would be one of those like dancers on the stage at the Moulin Rouge, staying up late every night, entertaining everyone.
Yeah,
you can't never be sleepy in two lives. So you probably just were like up on the town, you know?
Yeah,
crazy. It must have been wild.
And that's why you know all the celebrities by face. You're like, oh yeah, I'm
a party. Oh yeah, because I partied with them.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Duh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
All right, Matt, what's yours? You're a Libra.
Mine's also so long.
It's long?
You got this.
Longer than the other
ones.
You can do it.
You can do it.
My south node is in Libra, which means that teaming up with another person is the path of least resistance for me. It is trading some of what you want for the relative security of having a partner, not just a romantic partner, but anyone handy. It can be a friend, a boss, a coworker, a cousin, a neighbor, or a stranger on a bus. In any situation, you feel more confident if someone else is at your side, not only for pleasurable activities, but especially if the situation involves supporting a cause or in a conflict. How is this telling me about my past life, though?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Becky's is like, this... I was an entertainer, and I'm like, I'm teaming.
True. Maybe that's who you were in a past life.
Bonnie and Clyde. You know what you're trying to tell me? I was Bonnie and
Clyde?
You
were a criminal in a past life.
You're an accomplice.
I was in a famous duo.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're like, with a stranger on the bus.
Best supporting character.
Love.
I do feel like the Roman, your Roman years were before that, though. I feel very good about that theory. I think it's accurate.
Yeah.
See? The Roman. And you were laughing at me, and now you feel like it's true.
All right. And last one, Maggie. You used to be of Becky.
Am I? Yeah. Because of your natural cleverness, you're also someone who can learn everything about everything. You've spent many incarnations studying the fine print, asking the right questions, and searching for the truth. As a South Node in Gemini indicates a soul filled with intellectual knowledge.
Ooh.
A Harvard girl.
Wow.
In last life.
Wow.
She is smart.
All of your knowledge.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt, yours kind of sucks in comparison to ours.
You know what? Two heads are better than one.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. I can double your knowledge. Or at least 1.5 times it. I mean, I want to know what type of animals I should have around me.
Based on your astrological sign?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a thing.
Because you're looking to get more, you add more animals to the farm.
Well, I've always wanted a certain type of animal, so I want to know if it's true.
Oh. What kind of animal?
Guess. Why don't you guess? This is a guessing game.
A bearded dragon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really a reptilian type person.
You're not a snaky person?
No. I'm not a snaky person. Such a
question.
Scorpio answer.
I think it's going to be something fuzzy.
Horse? You already had a horse.
I already had a horse.
Yeah. Donkey.
I feel like a cow.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd be a cowboy.
Cows are very cute, but no.
Too big. Goat.
It's not the one that I've always wanted.
You can make so much
stuff.
And
I actually have been talking to Eugene about it recently, but I'm like, it's too big of a commitment.
Is it a parrot?
It's a parrot.
Oh my God.
You want a parrot? Oh.
Yeah.
I love birds, but I'm shocked.
I would love to have a parrot, but it's too much. They live for like 50 years.
You have to put it in.
They're like a long timeline.
Yeah.
Why you know?
There's like I've been watching all these like parents on TikTok. Like people who have rescued parrots. Now they're their parents. And the parrot like treats them as if they're like their parent, you know, because they like had them from their young and stuff. They're so cute. And they talk to you and stuff and they like interact.
That's so cute. I had a friend in high school who had a parrot and she went off to college and the parrot had like really bad separation anxiety from the person that,
especially if you don't pair the parrot.
Yeah. And then she came home parrot. During I think like summer break.
Mm-hmm.
And then the parrot laid an egg and we are convinced it's because she came back home.
Oh my God.
And she was comfortable again.
You know, you can eat them.
No, I did not.
You can eat the parrot eggs. Yeah.
What do they taste like?
They do on TikTok. No, I never had one.
How big are they?
They're like smaller quail? They're bigger than quail eggs, but they're smaller than a chicken egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You would be eating your parrot's egg?
Parrot farming, yeah. But is that the animal I'm supposed to have?
Oh,
how do I know?
Yes. Yeah. Let's hope so.
Where are the answers? See.
No, unfortunately, you have a hamster.
Oh my God, that does not strike me as someone.
That's the last.
Stinky, stinky.
That's actually the last of those animals that I want. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Way to crush my dreams.
Like, I'm trying to, let's see, who is the lucky person who gets the parrot?
Probably Becky, because she needs someone else to talk to.
Don't say me.
Becky needs some more voices in her house.
It is Becky.
Bird. I am not a bird person. I don't like them. They scare me.
Oh my God.
Crows.
You know,
you can befriend crows.
Oh.
If you like, you can also be enemy crows.
But why would you be an enemy when you can befriend them?
If you do something that makes them mad, they like
tell
remember.
Everyone. And they tell
And they'll tell all their crow friends.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, you have a murder of crows.
So don't be mean to crows.
Watching you.
They remember everyone's face, just like you, Becky.
Yeah.
Yes. But also, it's interesting because Maggie got the reptile, the gecko, which is similar, bearded dragon.
The gecko. Oh.
That you suggested.
One of my friends has a gecko and she is a little...
Do they make good pets? I feel like they would run from you.
I think that she told me, if I'm remembering and not confusing the reptile, she said that her gecko is just kind of boring because he is nocturnal and she never sees him. And she got him after her dog passed away. And she's like, I'm just like very, like it, my dog had very big shoes and my gecko is not filling this void in my heart. But
yeah, that's
I don't know if we should blame the gecko on that one.
Yeah. But
going from a dog to a gecko.
Yeah, but she has two kids. So she was like, I can't right now. Two under three.
Not even a hamster?
Not even a hamster, no. I really want a tortoise.
Oh, that's on brand for you.
Like in my backyard.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can bury them.
They bury themselves.
Oh.
Yeah. For like a large portion of the year. I don't know how long it is specifically.
Oh, the year.
Whoa.
Yeah. They hibernate and they'll go sleep. And then they just like
reappear.
Vibe and you just feed them cabbage and all sorts of things. Ooh, I want one.
Yeah.
I feel like do it.
I want one. But you also have to put tortoises in your will because they live.
I was gonna say they're like
so
100 years too.
And once they get really big, they're really heavy. Yeah.
Yeah. Can you trap like? Cause like, could you go on a trip and leave him in your backyard
if he's not? If he's hibernating, yes. But if not, we'll probably have to get
a tortoise sitter.
Yeah. One time we had a neighbor who had a tortoise and we saw him like escaping very slowly, obviously. And knocked on the door and you're like, your tortoise is in the middle of the street, but.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's so
Your
funny.
Neighbor has a tortoise.
Escape yeah. artist.
Whoa.
Slowly making its way.
Who's like, I'm out of there.
I also had a friend in high school who had a tortoise named Bubba.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bubba the tortoise.
Bubba the tortoise.
I've never even heard of people having a tortoise as a pet. But like, you know multiple.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a California thing.
Oh, yeah, that probably.
Maybe just because we live in like desert climate.
Yeah, Denver doesn't.
Yeah.
Has fewer tortoises.
Chicago's not a big tortoise place.
Yeah, imagine like being snowed on and being a tortoise.
Oh.
You're just,
You're just too cold.
Not the vibe.
No. I'm chilly.
Yeah.
Well, I think that it was incorrect and I was supposed to get the parrot.
I agree.
But that's okay. Becky, you can have the hamster.
You can have it. I'll trade you.
I'll drop the hamster off at your house.
I was a hamster girl when I was little.
See?
What would you train your parrot to say, Matt?
Yeah.
Only one thing.
Maybe like something nice, you know, because a lot of them are like, can be mean, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe even something like in Italian. That'd be funny.
Oh, that's really
funny. Love that.
Like you just always say ciao bella all day.
Oh my gosh.
Ciao bella.
Ciao bella.
You know? Like that.
What does Eugene say about getting a parrot?
He's into it. He hates it.
He would do it, but then I would have to do everything. You know what I mean?
Not as good.
And then also, that's also very hard to travel.
Yeah.
Very hard to go and do stuff.
Do you think Kimbap would torment the parrot?
Probably, but I think the parrot would get him back. Like I took Kim to get his teeth cleaned in a pet shop the other day, and they had parrots in the front. Kimbap was mesmerized.
So he's like, that's
up.
Just a
I brought
giant
him up to the cage.
Whale.
So he could, like, I brought him up to the cage so he could see them, and he was like,
"What
shocked.
Is that?"
Like, couldn't move.
Shook.
Yeah,
they're so colorful.
Yeah, and they were. He was really loud. The bird was really loud.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe in my next lifetime, I can have a parrot. You know.
Maybe.
Maybe
your next birthday. Time. We'll see. I'll just show up on your front porch and be like, happy birthday. Got you a parrot.
Then you're going to be the one to watch it every time I travel. Right. Well, that was fun. I always like to learn more about myself through the stars. So thank you, everyone, for sitting with us today. Remember to be nice to everyone. Be nice to yourself. Do your own tarot card reading. See what's in your future. See what's in your past. Remember to vote. Register to vote. To vote. Pee after sex. Tip your servers. And until next time, bye.
Bye.